The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
One more minute. Something is going to be released in the next 45 minutes. Something is going to be released for you. And if you are ready, you will get it. The things of the spirit are interesting. The things of the spirit are interesting. And I hear so much expectations this evening. Clarity by the Spirit. Clarity by the Spirit. A strong desire for the prophetic is going to be released this evening. Clarity by the Spirit. That your eyes are opened. Your ears are opened. You hear and you know. Direction given in the next 45 minutes. Whatever I hear you say, I will deliver to you. Whatever I hear you say, one more minute. Whatever you say is delivered to you by the confessions of your mouth. This evening is delivered to you. Masadeko shate da brazenda la da bakash. Eka leba rande masabranda kushate da ba. We have 40 minutes left, but something is going to shift on your inside. Have your seat. Throughout my teaching, you are going to be stayed prayed up. I teach in pictures, and if you are ready, you will begin to see what I see. I teach in pictures, and I need you to pay attention closely, because it's more than just word this evening. You are going to receive something. Hey, as many people as are ready this evening, you are going to receive something. One more expectation is leaving your list this evening. In the next 40 minutes, I said it. All right. Living by the inward witness. Living by the inward witness. Can you hear me clearly? Because I can't hear myself. Living by the inward witness. Now, man is a spirit. He lives in the body and has a soul. So primarily, where you are seated, you're a spirit being. Do you understand me? You're a spirit being. And it is given unto every believer to be led by the Spirit. Romans 8 verse 14, put it up. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. Kashate de brando zolo kubada. It is given unto every believer to be led by the Spirit. I mean led in everything by the Spirit. Shate sate la kada bashata. I hear so much expectations from this side. It is given unto everybody. Romans 8 verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. You see the word led there. It's the Greek word ago. It means to bring drive. So let me rephrase. As many as are propelled by the Spirit, as many as are driven by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So if you're a believer here, let me see your hands up. You are sure that you are saved. Let me see your hands up. See, when I say if you're a believer, your hands should shoot up. Do you know what it means to be saved? It means a lot to be saved. So if you're a believer, raise up your hand again. As you are seated there, it is given to you to be led by the Spirit. I mean, you hear clearly. Every part of it, you hear. Father directs you in everything. Why? You are a son. You are a child of God. Do you understand me? It is given to every believer to be led by the Spirit. I told you the Greek word there is ago. It means to be driven. So every believer is propelled by an external force called the Holy Spirit of God. And that Spirit is in you. The good news is that it's not a long-distance relationship. The Spirit is in you. You know, if you are dating a guy and he's in whatever state, you know, any day you call him to tell him you are feeling cold, trust me, he's going to say something stupid like, cover yourself, close your windows, or that I'm feeling cold already. By now, you should have known that I've covered myself. But he doesn't understand the cold you're talking about. Why? He's not there. The relationship you have with the Spirit is not a long-distance one. Why? He's inside of you. Give me verse 11. This same Romans chapter. It says in NLT, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of me. So the Spirit that is leading me is aware of the circumstance. So at that point where there is pressure on you to make a decision, at that point where everybody is speaking to you, the Spirit that is going to lead you is experiencing it with you. No long distance relationship here. You have a one-on-one relationship with God. He's living inside of you. Is he up? The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. He's resident in you every day. You know, the problem is when we say be led by the Spirit, you are thinking of a God that is far away in heaven, telling you what to do here on earth. You are thinking of a God that doesn't understand that you are trying to pass your exams. Why should you be in his way? But he's there with you. He knows the pressure that you feel, but he still wants to lead you. So Father is interested in leading you in every area of your life. Verse 16. He says that the Spirit of the Lord bears witness with our spirit. The word bears witness, let me spell it for you, you pronounce it. Lagos Church, you remember? I will spell it, you pronounce it. Whatever you pronounce, that's the word. All right. Bears witness. S-U-M-M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O. Pronounce it. S-U-M-M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O. What did you say? Whatever you say, that's it. That's it. Greek is not my language, but I want to show you something. That word in English means to jointly testify. So the Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit means the Spirit of God itself jointly testifies with your spirit that you are the Son of God. Another word it means to corroborate by evidence. So there is an evidence by the Spirit that you are a Son of God. I don't know what other evidence you need. The Spirit of God is bearing witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. I told you it was not a long-distance relationship. He's there in you. Now, remember that message Papa preached where he was talking about when walking in reverence. That day, he told us something. He said, God wants to lead you in every aspect of your life. The problem is, 15, 16, 20 years of your life, you've not learned to live by the leading of the Spirit. Suddenly, you want to get married, and you think automatically you will hear God's word. Or you will understand what he's saying. Number one, you will not even recognize his voice. You've not been talking to him. He has not been leading you before. But God wants to lead you in every aspect of your life. As it is in your heart. So you have not been listening to the leading of God before. Suddenly at 25 you want to get married. You suddenly want to hear his voice. You want to recognize his word. You cannot. To be led by the Spirit is constant years of practice. I mean in your everyday life. Starting from what you wear. Because if you listen to the leading of the Spirit before you choose your clothes, you won't wear rubbish. Am I right? You need to understand that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Father is interested in what you wear. Little things like that matter to him. I told you to get set. The next 40 minutes, the prophetic like you've never seen before. Yes, and as many of you desire in this evening, you will receive it. Multiple fold. Just pray in the Holy Ghost where you're seated. So let us settle this once and for all. Father is saying, I need you to know my stand in everything that concerns you. I have promised you a future and a hope, an expected end. Why do you still doubt my intentions towards you? What's the problem? You want to get married. You need money. Number one, you must know his intentions for you. You must know his intentions for you. So he has given you a place at his right hand. Now this is for somebody. He has given you a place at his right hand. Why do you think something as simple as a car? He gave you glory. Why can't he give you a car? He said, let's settle this once and for all. You must know my intentions towards you. This is a word by the Spirit. You must know my intentions towards you. Are you following me? Good. Now let's continue our message. You see, Zoe this year has been amazing. I wish Papa was here. I wanted to tell him something. Last night was dangerous. I saw things that my mouth cannot explain. You know, I want to write a book about Papa. But I have one problem. If I write what I have seen, the world will not believe me. In fact, if I tell you what I saw last night, some of you will not believe me. I'm telling you, the supernatural is a dangerous place. It's amazing. When Papa was healing some people, you thought he was healing the pain in the joints. No, he was casting out demons. I saw a guy in this room, in this hall. In the spirit, his face was like, demon. Do you watch werewolf movies? Do you watch werewolf? You know how werewolves transform to man or man to werewolf, whatever that is. That's how his face was. And as Papa laid his hands, the face, the bones, everything came together in the spirit. What that guy thought he received was healing for his legs or whatever. But God did more than that. If I want to write what I have seen at Zoe 2022, it's amazing. So we pay attention to the spiritual. Life is by the Spirit. You must be led by the Spirit. Healing is received in the Spirit, not in your body. When Papa says you are healed, your spirit man receives it first, before the body. Think about it. So when Papa said you are healed, the pain is still there. Does that mean God has lied? No. But your spirit and the Spirit of God bear witness that you are healed. So if he says you are healed, you are healed. So life is by the Spirit. So asking you now to be led by the Spirit, I'm not asking you to do something difficult. I'm asking you to do something that is given to sons. Something that is given to sons. You must be spiritual. You must be led by the Spirit. You cannot follow God by the flesh. So how are we led? We are not led by popular opinion. By popular opinion, you're a fool, let me tell you. Should I tell you why? Many of you are writing exams. You left your exam. Don't you have paper on Monday? You have paper on Monday. Raise up your hand. You have an exam on Monday. Oh, this is a new book. Father, bring this kind of thing to Lagos. We want to sit at home on Monday. I want to sit at home. So you have an exam on Wednesday. Let me see your hand. By popular opinion, if you go to Twitter and write that you're in church when you have exam on Tuesday, they will call you a fool. So we are not led by popular opinion. By popular opinion, today is Saturday. Clubs are going to open in the next few hours. What are you doing here? You are listening to the word of God. And by popular opinion, you know, the things you do, the expectations you have. You know, when people go for programs, all they expect is money. But last night, Papa was releasing the anointing for healing, and everybody wanted it. Don't you think you're a fool? Why can't you want money and cars and everything more than those things? So we are not led by popular opinion. We are not led by emotions. I really don't care how you feel. You see, I told you I teach in pictures. I don't care whether you have seen visions or not. If I want you to see visions, you will see it. I don't care how you feel. I really don't care how you feel. As it is in your heart. I don't care if she's ready or not. She has received something. You're not led by your emotions. You're not led by how you feel. We are too special, too precious to God to be led by emotions. You see this girl? Since Friday, today is Saturday, I've been hearing a lot of words about you. The song that plays in my mind anytime I see that girl is, if I'm looking for a vessel, if I'm looking for a man, she says yes. That's the word that's been in my spirit man since I saw her. I don't know her. I can't remember. I think she has told me her name, but I can't remember right now. So I don't care how you feel, right? In the presence of God, we are so much led by the Spirit. So this evening, I want to show you. I don't want to tell you how to be led by the Spirit. I want to show you. It's going to be practical, such that you will hear what I'm hearing. You will see what I am seeing. I can't see half of the things I'm seeing right now because I am trained. My papa will sack me if I try it. But I am so led by the Spirit, and I want you to be led that way by the Spirit. Every waking decision in your life, led by the Spirit. You know, going to a school, choosing the course to read, led by the Spirit. Hey, choosing who to date, choosing the church to attend. Pastor D taught us this morning about commitment in church. You see, some people in your local churches, you're nothing but newspaper. You're nothing but wall clock. You're as useless as wall clock. And when you get back to your centers, there is a bus that is coming. I mean spiritually now. There is a bus that is coming. If you don't join that bus now, the next time you will hear of your center is on the news. What you will hear is that your pastor, please, I need sound here. Your pastor took some people to somebody's house and raised the dead. You were supposed to be there, but you did not enter the bus. When you go back to your centers, rugged commitment. You see, the platform of grace vision should become your vision. Personal vision. Whenever you see somebody, to raise a people, to raise a person, that is what should be ringing in your head. When you go back to your centers, please don't give your pastors headache. Don't give your pastors headache. Join the work. Don't come for evangelism. Moon in and moon out. How they say that thing? Once in a blue moon. Saturday is evangelism. Make yourself available. God doesn't use qualified people. He uses available people. Were you there when it was given? You receive it. Simple and short. That is the principle. You will not be in your house and Pastor D will pray on a Sunday morning and you think you will receive it. What are you doing at home? Commitment is a must for you. You must be committed. You heard what I said? Don't be a wall clock. Don't be a newspaper. Don't be bedroom slippers. When you get to your centers, be committed. Rugged commitment. See, the things, the gifts you desire, you need to be around. You need to be around. For instance, those people I touched this evening, if they were not here, I will not touch them, even though I know that they are supposed to get it. You have to be here. You have to be in church. Do you understand me? Right now, let me show you how we are led. I said we are not led by popular opinion. We are not led by emotions. We are not led by our senses. I don't know if you know this temperament they call the melancholy. You think too much. Or these people that are really, really very, very intelligent. You want to embark on something. You are going to, do your check and balance. You're going to think about everything. It's good though. But when you are done, employ the leading of the Spirit in whatever you are doing. Because the leading of the Spirit doesn't check the economy. When God is asking you to start a business, He's not checking whether Buhari is the president or not. He sent you. He will announce you by Himself. You know, when we were coming from Lagos, there was a prayer we prayed. We said, as we are going for Zoe, everything is intact. My customers will wait for me to go and come back. They will not go to another person until I come back. I have somebody in my church, very dedicated brother, into dry cleaning business. I have prayed for him. They will not wash their clothes until he comes back. I'm telling you. They won't. They will wait for him. Work will kill him by the time he comes back, and he will make so much money. Led by the Spirit, because that business was given by the Spirit. Yes, you should be led by the Spirit in everything you do. Good. So let me show you three ways to be led by the Spirit. The problem is these three ways I want to talk about. You may not like it, but I'm happy. Papa touched it in the morning. So my work is half done. Number one, three ways to be led by the Spirit. You grow in the knowledge of God's word. Papa did something solid on this in the morning. I am sorry, but you cannot remove Bible study from the life of a believer. I know you want to jump. I know you prefer, as I'm preaching to you now, you are learning the word. I cannot convince you more than God. Everything I'm saying here is true. Everything I'm saying here is the word of God. The word of God with power. But you cannot have a conviction better than the one God gave you. You cannot remove it. Bible study. 1 Timothy 2:15, study to show yourself approved, the workman who needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing Bible study. Should I tell you why? Many of you are tenants, but next year you are getting our houses, right? Now, when you became a tenant, they gave you something called landlord-tenant agreement. If you know you read it, say the truth, raise up your hand. You read your own. Sabiki, I know you read it. You read your own. You are that kind of person. I cannot read that thing. I don't know. What are you people talking about? Is there no room? Is there no space where I keep my bed? What am I reading it for? But not studying the word is like moving into a house without reading the landlord-tenant agreement. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the problem. Thank God We have able barrister Muna on this side. If you have case, call him. You will win. I'm telling you. If I go and look for trouble, you will win. If you go outside now, jam somebody's car, call your lawyer. You will win. But barrister Muna, is it not important to read contracts? If you don't read the contract, the problem is this. You will not know, one, what is expected of you, two, what your landlord is expected to do. So many of you are going outside to fetch water, whereas your landlord should have provided water. Are you seeing the problem? Yes. You did not read it. In the tenant agreement, there were things the landlord is supposed to do for you, but you don't know about it. You didn't read it. It's the same thing with studying the Bible. Number one, what does it mean to be saved? You did not read your Bible. You don't know. The only thing you know about being saved is that now you are shouting, I am righteous in Christ. What exactly does it mean that you are saved? If you know this thing, so you know the devil will not be playing with your life. I don't know why this thing used to sweet me. Don't be a bedroom slippers. Don't be a broom. Rain will fall on you. Sun will dry you. When your edges become thick, devil will cut it. Right? The devil keeps making you shorter. You don't know anything. That's why. You are nothing but a broom. Bedroom broom for that matter. Don't be a broom. Stop accepting everything. Should I say this? Don't be a plastic spoon too. Stop accepting everything the devil throws your way. If you know who you are, there are things you will not allow to happen to you. Yes, there are things that should not happen to you. See, last night, Daddy exposed devil. Like, he showed everything. No more shakara for the devil. He has lost all power, all grip. Ah, I now know. You see, that prosperity is mine. See, I don't have, in fact, it's not possible for me to be poor. When you will write my story, when you will hear my story, in fact, it will look like I was born with money from the womb. So prosperous. Healing is mine. So the constant headache, when I stress myself, that was it for me. I stress myself a lot. Of course, I'm a pastor. Sundays is bloody for me. You know, there is nothing you can do. And by the time you're getting home, you just want to just lie down. That's why I said they should bring lockdown to Lagos or sit at home to Lagos. So on Monday, I will rest. That headache I have every Sunday, it has gone, no. It will not happen again. Daddy said, whether you stress yourself or not, the devil has no right to give you headache. Every headache is from the devil. Right? It's not from stress. So now that I know it in the word, the devil has no right. So the landlord-tenant agreement or the agreement is between you and God. Now you know what to expect from him. Okay. You know what to expect from God. Why? Because you are studying the Bible. The good thing about this is you will now know that there are things God cannot lead you to do. There are things God's leading cannot bring to you. Pain, guilt, depression cannot be God. See, no matter how big the assignment is, it cannot kill you. It cannot break you down. I'm telling you, it cannot break you down. You see, sometimes when I look at Papa, I look at his energy. And I remember, you know, he was talking about pampering. See, Lagos people, you are in trouble. Papa said, we should not pamper you again. You will come to church. I don't care where you're coming from. I have members abroad in Lagos. They come from abroad every Sunday to church. When I say abroad, I mean far, far, far away in Lagos. You see, as we are going back, I don't care where you are living. You will come to church. Sunday and Thursday. Papa said, no more pampering. But what he said in the morning was true. I told them something in my church one day. Pastors in PG are not decorated. Nobody decorated. Oh, you are looking so good, Pastor D. Be that way, Pastor. It did not happen like that. You will walk. You will grow. You will learn. You will put in effort. Right? You will put in effort. So you must study your Bible. You want to be led by the Spirit. You want to see. You want to know. You want to hear. You must know the word. So that the devil does not tell you rubbish. I cannot pretend that I have loud voice. I don't. Please help me with this microphone. I'm begging you. The devil cannot tell you rubbish. He cannot oppress your life. Where you know the word of your father. You know the word of your father. You cannot remove Bible study from being led by the Spirit. You must study your Bible. Ephesians 1 verse 17. Papa read it in the morning. Ephesians 1 verse 17. when Paul was praying for the Ephesians church, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Next verse. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now pay attention. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling. Pause. What that part means, that you will know what to expect from his calling. So God has called you, right? You have an oil over your head. You have anointing. You should know what to expect. Let me tell you a story. It's about myself. So you heard Papa in the morning, called into the prophetic. Before I met Papa, I was a mess. But I was a scared mess because I was seeing things. It's not about seeing now. I was seeing things that I could not explain. I remember the day Papa laid his hands on me. The word started coming. So when I see, I now know. Before, I was only seeing. I did not have enough word to explain what I was seeing. And that day, he laid his hands on me and everything was, you know, it was balanced just like that. Now I know what to expect from my calling. I am so trained that it is not everything I see and hear and know that I say. Sincerely, since I started this meeting, if I talk about each one of you, I have gotten a word for, I can give everybody here a word that I saw and I heard in the past how many minutes. It works like that. But I will not say everything. Proper training. But because I was taught from the word, I can now explain what I am seeing. It comes from studying the word. You cannot shortchange it for anything. I cannot make it easier than this. You must study the word of God. That is how you can be led by the Spirit, so that you know what Father is even saying. You should know what he's saying about that circumstance that has kept you in that. You should know what he's saying about your ministry. Some of you, the vision is so big. All you know is that every time you sleep, you see yourself on the stage. Do you have visions of yourself on this stage? When you are preaching, you are holding microphone, you are leading, you know, you are pushing people on the ground. You should know what that means. Father, will I ever climb this stage? Or is it in another center? You should have clarity about some of these things. From the word. From the word. I don't know if I'm called to do ministry or not. You should know by now that you have the ministry of reconciliation, whether you choose it or not. You must preach the gospel. So evangelism, I should not be dragging you for evangelism. Why? You know from the word that you have the ministry of reconciliation. Now God cannot lead you to go and do something else the day of evangelism. So he leads by his word. Number next. You must have, the best way to justify this is an insane habit of prayer. An unhealthy amount of prayer. That is how to be led. A disturbing amount of prayer. You are in a relationship. Babe, what are you doing? I'm praying. Trust me, he will not invite you to come and spend the night. Because he knows that when you come, people will pray. Oh, you will not be the boring girlfriend or the boring boyfriend. But you must have an insane habit of prayer. You must be given to prayer. You must pray. Oh, you must pray. Let me tell you what prayer does. You know when a baby is born, automatically, the baby just knows the mother's voice. Why? For the past 9 months, the baby has been hearing only the mother's voice. If the woman has a supportive husband that stays around, the baby too recognizes the father's voice. It's the same thing. In the place of prayer, you are discussing with God, so you recognize his voice. This question of, how am I sure it is my mind? Or I'm not sure if it is my mind that is telling me, or whether it's the Spirit of God. You can't say that thing when you pray. So in the morning before you come out, you spend like 1 hour or 30 minutes with God. That is maybe 5 to 6. By 7:30, he's telling you, don't enter this bus. Are you going to be confused after spending 1 hour talking to him? Don't you know his voice already? You will know his tone. You will know his voice. It was in the book of John. Let me look for that scripture. John, where he said, my sheep know my voice. They hear me and they follow me. We know the voice of God. Why? You spend time in prayer. You started from the little things. Father, should I do this or not? So that when it comes to the time of marriage, you are not confused. Automatically, you just know. See, there is no confusion for the believer. No mistakes for the believer. Say it. I make no mistakes. I make no mistakes. Hey, my path is guided. No mistakes here. Why? My spirit man and the Spirit of God is one. I know his voice. Why? I spend a lot of time in prayer. You must be a prayer machine. Let them ask you, what is your problem? If you pray, if you have been praying and nobody has asked you what is your problem, you've not started. I mean every time praying. Every minute praying. Praying the Holy Ghost where you're seated. Every minute praying. Hey, we spend ridiculous amounts of time in prayer. In prayer. Right where you are seated, you're going to hear the voice of God. Take note of that voice. That is His voice. It will guide you in the darkest parts. You want to start a business, but you're not yet sure. You have passion towards it, but you're not yet sure. You're getting clarity right now where you are seated. Clarity. Not just clarity, direction. Wisdom. Uncommon wisdom. It begins to envelop you right where you are seated. Hey, alaka dabashidabra. You hear. Somebody is getting a tingling sensation in their ears. Yes, you are feeling it right now. Father, is ministry for me too? He said yes. Yes, you are part of this. He said you can do everything you have seen in this meeting. You can do it. He has a lot to say to you. He's interested in your life. You mean so much to him. He wants to lead you. You desire the prophetic. You have to pray. There is no two ways about it. You must pray. Isaiah 30:21. And thy ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way to walk. Walking in it. When you turn to the right, give me NLT. Give me sometimes KJV used to make us sound like we don't know what we are saying. Give me NLT. Your own ears will hear him. Right behind you, a voice will say, this is the way you should go. Whether to the right or to the left. In prayer. In prayer. Only in the place of prayer. God told me something some months ago. He said, when my conviction comes, it is convincing indeed. Nobody can talk you out of it. Nobody can talk you out of it. The conviction of God, it disturbs you on your inside. See, the day you will catch the revelation or the conviction for ministry, I will not be begging you. You see, this is my problem with going abroad. If you want to go abroad, it's fine. If God has led you towards that area, please go. When you get there, start PG. I want to be invited to London, California. I want to come and preach. My problem with going abroad for me is, I don't want to hear stories like you cannot come for Zoe. No ticket. Your visa will not allow you. You have student visa. You cannot. God, if you will send me to London, make sure every November I can come back. Because if you don't, with the day I will enter here, I will never go back. I will pack everything and come back here. Zoe is a known, I must be at Zoe. Now, this is a conviction God told me. Staying in Platform of Grace, you think it was an easy decision? Papa said it in the app. I was already somewhere. And I was doing the prophetic in my own way. Powerful prophet. Yes. Oh, you are still laughing at me. It's okay. My God will do you back. But it was very funny. I was already doing the prophetic, so it's not like I was not doing ministry. But when God's assurance came, God's conviction came, let me announce it now. Thank God it's on record. It's the way 2022, Pastor Muna said, you see those people that are planning scandal? You want to do scandal for Pastor? He slept with this, he stole church money. Please go ahead. When you are done, we are still here. God asked us to stay here. So when you go back to your centers, you see, go and plant your feet in the sand. You're not going anywhere. The conviction is of God. I got this in the place of prayer. Nobody can take it away from me. Work could not. I keep praying, may my bosses not catch me on Facebook, because I should actually be at work. May they not catch me on Facebook, but work will not stop me. Finance will not stop me. Father said, I should be here. That is conviction. It comes from the place of prayer. The same way when you are called, you have a calling, or you have anything upon your life, an anointing upon somebody here, you are given to heal the sick. See, it was one day I was studying the word. 1 Samuel, I think chapter 3, verse 19 or so, the Bible says that the Lord was with Samuel and did not let any of his words fall to the ground. I say, me too, Lord. It's not a prophet that I am. No. See, if I talk about it, it will happen. Should we bet? It will happen. I am so sure. I know what to expect of my calling. I got it by prayer. I got it by study. So you cannot take it away from me. You cannot convince me otherwise. So if God wants to change the direction of my life, he has to say, okay, he has to talk loud. It has to be very loud, because when he convinced me to be here, it was loud. Led by the Spirit, no mistakes. No mistakes. I will never be missing from any meeting. God has something in store for me. He has designed everything by his leading. You must desire to be led by the Spirit. It is your right. Father wants to talk to you. He wants to lead you in everything. He wants to tell you how you will spend your first million. Papa said it this morning, that by next year you'll be giving your first million. When the money comes, listen, God will tell you to give it. Words have gone forth today that some of us will give our first million. When it comes, he will still confirm it in your spirit, man. No confusion for the believer. Why? I am led by the Spirit of God. God talks to me. He tells me what to do. Brother Evans, please help my life. I don't have a loud voice in any way. Okay, so I've talked about prayer. Number three. We have a few minutes left. Number three, you must submit yourself to that leading that you've gotten. In church in Lagos, we did one Thursday, we prayed and we had a meeting. It was titled The Power of Letting Go and the Victory in Letting God. I can't really remember the topic now. And I gave them an illustration. Imagine, what's the name of that box we used to store money? We used to save money, stingy people. That box you fold the money, you now put it aside. You are stingy. What do you say the name is? Eh? Colo, is that what I'm looking for? What else did you call it? Oh, we are doing English. It's not piggy box, it's Colo. That's the one we know. Abby? Good. Now imagine you have a box like that, sealed all over, full of God's blessing for you. You know, this is all I have to do life. So you got this box. Now you want to open the box. You have tried everything. Every sharp object, you have used it. The box refused to open. You have melted the box. It refused to melt. But this box contains everything I need for life. Everything I need. Years of trying. Submitting to God is carrying that your box and giving it to God. Father, open the box. Shebi, you are the one that gave me. Open it for me. That is what it means to submit to God. So when he leads you, you trust him so much that if you are leading me, Lord, to be a sweeper in the church, I will sweep with all my life. See, if I finish sweeping this thing and you see sand, call me bastard. God said I should sweep. We will sweep. What did he say I should do? I should be putting off and on. If you remind me, you know my name is Nomunachi. So led and so submitted to God's leading. Whatever he asks you to do. I know you want to be a millionaire, and he's telling you to go and start selling pure water. The question is, God, am I a joke to you? Am I not your son? Am I smelly? Why will it be me that will sell pure water? And you said I will make millions, right? If he says you should sell pure water, sell. Yes, I promise you, you make millions. Yes, they will begin to ask you if you are doing blood money. In fact, if they have not accused you of doing blood money, you have not started. Yes, you know, like Papa said it in the morning, please look at my life and say I'm doing blood money. The blessings of God so much in my life. You will begin, now that I did not have, nobody's investigating me. The first day I'll buy a car, you know, when I want to buy a car, I'll buy a sharp one. Yes, when I now buy it, people will now want to check how I got the money. She's a runs girl. Don't let me say that thunder will fire you. Papa said we should not curse. But so blessed. so submitted to God's leading. Guess what? If I finish buying my Range Rover and God now says, give it to Sister Debbie, I will run and give it to her. I am so sure. Father will take care of me. He will. So I am submitted to his leading. Anything he asks you to do, you do it. That is how to be led by the Spirit, to be led by the inward witness. Our ears are open. Lord, what next? What is the next one we should do? Sometimes in Lagos Church, you know, when I am out of ideas, I've used all my anointing. I've done everything. You know, I've taught every topic that I know the church needs. I just ask God, okay, what else are we preaching next? Because at this point, you know, we do series every month. Sometimes, 31st, I don't know what I'll preach the next Sunday. At that point, there is no point employing intelligence. Ministry is by the Spirit. The God that sent you will give you everything you need for ministry. The struggle is gone. Allow him to lead you. I will ask him. Sometimes it will be during service, I will get the topic and I will announce it like that. When I am announcing it, I don't know what I'm going to preach you. Trust me, I don't. In fact, if you leave me to design my message, you people will go to Bible school. We will define, we would narrate, we would do everything. Sometimes when I am done preparing the message by the Spirit, it looks almost empty. When you preach it, God's word in your mouth, by his leading, power flows. So you learn to do life by the Spirit. You remove your hand. You submit yourself to God's leading by his Spirit. By his Spirit. Every waking decision by his Spirit. Begin to do it now. Which clothes should I wear? Don't let anybody tell you you're a fool. Begin to practice talking to God. Begin to practice it now. So that when the time comes and God is saying, go to Guinea-Bissau and go and preach for me, your emotions and you're laughing because you know where Guinea-Bissau is. Your emotions and your mind will not tell you, how can Father that loves me send me there? If God sends me to the deepest village, we move. There is nothing I'm doing in Lagos again. Life, when you're not doing ministry, I don't know what you're doing. You're not living. Papa has said it 100 times. It is the Creator that designs what the object will do. When God created you, he designed you for ministry. So everything you need for ministry is already supplied. If you are not doing ministry, I don't know what you are really doing. Trust me, fulfillment will never come until you start ministry. I'm telling you the truth. We all came from that place where we don't want to do church. We wanted to just be normal Sunday goers. You see, any Sunday service every Sunday. I did not say you should be greeting your pastor, yes sir, yes ma'am. I said you should catch Platform of Grace vision and make it your own. Chew it and spit it out. Remember, you chew it and you spit it out. Everybody you see to raise a people. Everybody you see to raise a people. As you are looking at the brother, whether he's fine or not, whether you're thinking of relationship or not, guy, are you raised? Are you? If you're not, let's start now. That is it. The vision becomes your own. That is the commitment I am talking about. And it is God that leads you that way. Daddy, welcome, sir. Let's be on our feet. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Men who are led by the Spirit. Every waking decision by the Spirit. No confusion here. No confusion here. Every waking decision by the Spirit. Men who are led by the Spirit. Men who are led by the Spirit. Who will do ministry by the Spirit? Who will do life by the Spirit? Who will do life by the Spirit?
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.